But how? How? I need your help, Master.
The unconventional way to bring out the best in people.
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert Gary Wong as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
I've been watching a few movies these days, and I'm surprised at the amount of revelation I'm getting from them. Just yesterday, I was watching Kung Fu Panda 1. If you haven't seen it, it's a great movie, great for children, great for families. And you might think, oh, it's a children's movie. What can I learn from that? Well, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of wisdom that we as adults can learn from. For example, there's a part where Master Shifu went to speak with Master Wei about Tai Long escaping from prison and how they need to stop him.
He's on his way!
That is bad news. If you do not believe that the Dragon Warrior can stop him.
Master Wei explained that Dragon Warrior Po is the panda to do it. And Master Shifu argued with Master Wei, and Master Wei talked about a peach and how a peach cannot be changed into an orange tree or an apple tree, no matter how much you want it to.
Ah, yes. But no matter what you do, that seed will grow to be a peach tree.
But Master Shifu said,
but a peach cannot defeat Tai Lung.
Master Wei said, maybe it can.
Maybe it can. If you are willing to guide it, to nurture it, to believe in it.
And for me, that really struck a bell in my mind. As a team leader for my team, I'm always thinking about how to bring out the best in people. It's not about trying to fix them or correct them, but it's about how do I bring out the best in my team members? How can I let their potential shine? And this quote was really powerful. If I nurture it and I believe in it. If you had watched the movie, you would know that Master Shifu started training Poe and started believing in him and just was all in. And I think that's a great lesson for us, not only in business, but you know, in your marriage, in your families. Take business, for example. How much more productive or how much greater could your employees perform if you nurtured them, if you guided them, if you believed in them? And you'd be surprised. My mentor once said to me, don't underestimate the power of someone believing in you. And when I look back at my life, there were a couple of times that really motivated me. When a couple sisters of mine at church, they believed in me. They believed I could change the world. They believed I could do great things. And they spoke that into me. And I never forgot about that. And it really, it was one of the things that anchored, one of the memories that anchored how I function as an adult, as a high performance individual right now, when people believed in me back in the day. So in your marriage, do you believe in your husband or wife? Do you see the greatness in them? Especially those marriages which are struggling. You know, often we just focus on the negative and focus on what can't happen, what doesn't work, instead of seeing the potential in the other individual. Same goes for your children. You know, are you encouraging them? Are you believing in them, guiding them, nurturing them? Or are you always criticizing them? You know, are you trying to fix them according to your way? I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was talking to her and her relationship of hers, and I was saying, hey, you know what? That guy, if you are just looking for ways why that guy won't work for you, there's 100 different reasons why it won't work. But if you're looking for ways why it would work, I'm sure you'll find 100 reasons why it would work. And I said, where your focus goes, your energy flows. So if you want to bring out the best in people in your life, try guiding them, nurturing them, and believing in them. Don't mentor them or coach them or preach to them, but believe in them. You'd be surprised of the results.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.